It's back to school for 63,000 of Luxembourg's students today, and the police have launched their annual safety campaign aimed at drivers. The Luxembourg Teachers Union, the SEW, has outlined critical demands for the coming school year, highlighting tensions over resources, the rollout of the French literacy programme, and challenges in supporting vulnerable students. A large-scale emergency drill at the Cattenom nuclear power station in France has tested how teams would respond to an extreme earthquake scenario. Moving to the state elections in North Rhine-Westphalia, early estimates show that while the CDU is set for victory, the far-right AfD has tripled its share of voters. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio is meeting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today to examine the aftermath of an Israeli strike in Qatar. The final stages of the Vuelta were abandoned on stages on Sunday because of huge pro-Palestinian protests in Madrid. And hopes are resting on Luxembourg's Ruben Kerenjean, who's taking part in the men's 3,000-metre steeplechase at the World Athletics Championship in Tokyo just before 3 p.m. our time. For more of these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's a cloudy and showery start, but the afternoon should see some sunny spells. It'll be around 18 degrees by lunchtime, rising to 19 to 21 degrees in the afternoon.